Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Joining me now is Ralph Norman, who is our... Oh, no. Did I lose him? You there?
I'm here.
Oh, good. I thought I lost you. Candidate for governor, also our congress member, one of our congress members from here in the upstate. Welcome to the show.
Glad to be with you, Tara.
Absolutely. All right. So I was reading in the Post and Courier that an editorial by a Democrat telling me that Democrats better get together and vote against you in the Republican primary, that they shouldn't waste their votes, Representative Norman, on Democrats. They ought to get in there and stop you from becoming governor. Do you see that in the Post and Courier?
I saw that and I read it, and it was obvious he was a Trump hater. He was a pro, you know, pro Democrat, left wing Democrat, and you know, that's his opinion, and that's why we got to get closed primaries where you register by party. That's what's changed over the last couple of years is the Democrat Party is now a socialist party. They're the party that you've got elected officials who are, you know, advocating for violence against our police officers, our ICE agents. I mean, we just can't put up with that. And we can't have them cross-voting just to keep, you know, try to exercise their power, which is now socialism. And we can't have that. And you got to remember, Kamala Harris got 40-some percent of the vote in the last presidential election, which is, you know, really concerning. But I have been an advocate for closed primaries, and we've been trying for 19 years to do it. We're going to do it when I become governor.
Why do you think that, and it was an editorial by a Democrat, it's actually one of their columnists there in the Post and Courier, why do you think that of all of the candidates in the primary, the Democrats most fear you and Nancy Mace getting elected? They don't want specifically you to get elected. They seem to think you're more conservative than everyone else. Why do you think that is?
Very simple. I've got a record of it. I've got 8 years in Congress of being very conservative. Every rating group puts me at, you know, the most conservative member of Congress, not just in South Carolina, but in the top 10, top 11 and across the country. I wear that as a badge of honor. I believe, you know, we the people should, per the Constitution, should be actively involved with the way we govern. I believe we the people, the tax dollars are theirs. It's not government's. And they know I will do it because I've taken stands that, while unpopular at the time, they proved to be right. And, you know, there is such a thing as putting we the people back in charge, and I will do that. And they know that.
One of the most absurd things I've seen recently from Colombia is the fact that Donald Trump specifically called out the Republican leadership in Colombia and ask them, could you please redraw your congressional maps? There is no good reason for Jim Clyburn to have his specially created Democrat map for him to be elected. They ignored Trump. And then he called him out again recently. You called him out, too. Tell me what's going on with that.
Well, we've got a supermajority of Republicans, so-called Republicans, who for the last 10 years, look at what it's done to the budget. Look at what the spending has increased. Government has grown. And, you know, it shouldn't happen. And it's not just we've got a supermajority in the House of Representatives in South Carolina. We've got it in the Senate. You would think that those who campaign on less government, less taxes, less regulations ought to vote that way, and they just haven't done it. The case, the case in point of redrawing the district, why not? I mean, if you look at it, it's a jigsaw puzzle. And as I've said, you've got to be a land surveyor to realize, you know, where you vote. And that just shouldn't be the case. It, out of the 14 counties, eight of them, the jigsaw in and out on the adjacent congressional districts, including mine. But, you know, I think the people are ready to draw a fair district. I think they're ready to not have it gerrymandered in a way that puts Jim Clyburn in. And he got less than 60% of the vote, Tara. And he's now part of a group that's socialistic, and he advocates for that. And let him face the people. He's got 31 years, and I think now's the time to let them decide who goes in and draw it fairly. And I think that'll help the state. He negates, we got seven congressmen. You really have five because he always votes against the other congressional reps. And it shouldn't be that way.
Why do you think it is, and you're the only one to call out the leadership, the supposedly Republican leadership of Columbia, why won't the Columbia leadership listen to Trump and redraw these lines? They're acting like they're a bunch of Democrats.
Well, that's what you call a rhino. They're Republicans in name only. And I know them all, Tara. I mean, I served with them for a short time in the state house. But, you know, they're going to have to listen to the people. I mean, why is it that our roads are crumbling? Why is it that we've got, you know, criminals who have had a revolving door to continue doing harm to the citizens of South Carolina? Why is that? And it's got to be changed. And, you know, we're going to have to cut government and put priorities in place. It's going to fix our roads, make sure our education is top line, which it's not. Why do we have to be last in all the core essential functions of government? It just can't continue to happen, and it won't when I'm governor, because I'm going to take it to the citizens of South Carolina and let them decide and let them put the pressure on their representative. And I don't care whether you're a Republican or whether you're a Democrat. We're going to get the House in order in South Carolina, and it couldn't come quick enough, to be honest with you.
Talking to Representative Ralph Norman, he's also running for governor. This week we saw Governor Greg Abbott of Texas declare the Muslim Brotherhood a terror group, declare CARE a terror group, and that triggers a Texas law that will bar them from owning and buying property in Texas. Why don't things like that happen in South Carolina?
We're going to have to. It should happen in South Carolina. I'm going to put the pressure on the General Assembly to come up with a bill that mirrors pretty much what Greg Abbott did in Texas. I mean, what's changed, Tara? I mean, look at the riots that were funded by groups that were not pro-American. The 2014 riots in Ferguson, Missouri, the 2015 riots in Baltimore, Maryland with Freddie Gray, and then in 2020 you had the George Floyd riots, where you had 1.1 billion, I think is the number. Buildings were torn up, businesses were disrupted, and you just can't have that. And in South Carolina, they're not welcome. And we've got to put laws on the books that put the framework in place. And it's going to have to be a lot of thought put into it. It can't violate the First Amendment rights. They've got to have due process, and it's got to be well written. And I think we'll be able to do that.
You know, and these aren't radical things. If you look at, you know, Muslim Brotherhood, the list of countries where they're outright banned because they're considered a terror group Austria, Bahrain, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates. I mean, these, a lot of them are Muslim countries where they're like, nah, this is a terror group. You can't operate, but you could come buy property here in South Carolina. You can function just fine. I mean, that's absurd.
Well, not only that, what about the China that's buying property in South Carolina near our military bases? Under a Norman administration, we're going to find out where they bought the land, how they've transferred. They've done it through LLCs that with American people. Then it's controlled by China. We're going to put a stop to that and highlight it and make sure everybody knows what that we're going to stop this kind of activity. We cannot afford for South Carolina to have that kind of activity going on, and China is not welcome. They're no friend of the United States, and would thank God with President Trump, we're trying to disassociate ourselves with the manufacturing of so many drugs that are only made in China. That can't happen, and it starts with owning property, which we're gonna stop.
Yeah, I was really disappointed because we've had bills to do that filed in our legislature to stop, Chinese CCP connected individuals and companies from buying that land, but they keep getting killed. They keep getting buried in our legislative committees.
Well, just like our judicial reform. I mean, those bills get buried with changing the way that trial lawyers pick our judges that they appear before. It doesn't make sense. So, you know, we've got to call them out on this, and hopefully they will change their, we'll start voting like their campaign ads show. And you can't have two differences of opinion, votes being one thing and then the campaigning on another. They have to be called out. And we're at the stage now where I can see it on the federal level. We're having people and companies come from that are fleeing New York, they're fleeing Illinois, and they're fleeing California because of, you know, just the outright taxation. They're having exit taxes being proposed. And, you know, we got to protect South Carolina. It's going to take some hardline policies to do it. But our elected representatives are going to have to put South Carolina first and not put their own interest of getting reelected ahead of that.
Ralph Norman, want to thank you for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD. Where can folks find your campaign?
RalphNormanForGovernor.com.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, 98.9
WORD. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Turns out the FBI lied bigly about Thomas Crooks, like perjury level lied, to hide who he was and the things that he said and who he associated with before the Trump assassination attempt. You knew this in your gut, didn't you? We all did. You knew it was a lie. You knew something was wrong. But Christopher Wray always lies, so no big deal. And Kash Patel and Dan Bongino came out and said, there's no there there. He doesn't have internet history. Yeah, we know it's weird, but you know, it just is what it is. Let's move on. It's not true. Whether they lied on purpose or they were lied to by the hooligans inside the FBI, they lied. They covered up a lot. In fact, as of today, incredibly, Kash Patel is still defying a Senate subpoena for the very information that leaked out this week onto the internet. I'm not going to recap it again. I've done it a lot this week. That Thomas Crooks was actually a left-wing wannabe terrorist who, in his last post, before he disappeared in August of 2020, was planning clearly a mass casualty terror attack on the government in protest of Donald Trump with a guy from a designated terror group. This is a neo-Nazi left-wing terror group with affiliation, with connections, I should say, with Al-Qaeda. Not Al-Qaeda. Sorry, so easy to confuse. With Antifa. And then after that last post in August 2020, he disappears again from the internet forever. And the FBI lied about all of that. Why? Why are they still defying the subpoena? Sure looks like a betrayal of Trump by his FBI director. Maybe Kash Patel doesn't actually have any idea what's going on inside the FBI. Which is it? Trump hasn't said. His spokesperson, Caroline Levy, maybe Trump doesn't know. But it sure looks like we haven't conquered the FBI either way. Caroline Levitt, his spokesperson, had a very interesting answer when asked about the Crooks' lies, why the FBI seems to be perjuring themselves before Congress to cover up the truth about Crooks.
He's been briefed by his own people on the matter, and whether he's satisfied, that's only a question he can answer. I can't answer it for him. Those questions are definitely deserving of answers, and I understand why the public wants those answers, and I believe the president does too.
And so why don't we have them?
You know, it's a good question, and it's one I'd like to see the answer to.
When your spokesperson throws her hands in the air, because, you know, I give up, I don't know. I ask Trump, I don't know. We haven't heard from Trump, and I have a feeling that's because he's trying to figure it out. And he's not going to come out and trash Patel and Bongino, at least not till he knows what's going on, because he'll look weak. He'll look like he's not in control of the FBI. And what does the Trump family really feel, though, about what's going on? What would Trump say if he could say what he thinks? He'd probably sound a lot like Eric Trump this week, his son.
I want to know everything there is to know about this country. I think our country deserves it. I think our family deserves it. I think the world deserves it. And by the way, I think for the credibility of all these agencies involved, including the Secret Service, dear friends, you better get the real story out.
Yeah, they better. Because if the FBI would lie about this, God knows what else they're lying about. And it means Trump's in danger every single day. Eric Trump then went on CNN and lost his damn mind over the FBI's Trump lies, including again by Trump's own FBI director, Kash Patel, whether knowingly or not.
I am totally unsatisfied. You had a person with a modern rifle, modern scoped rifle at 130 yards who shot at the former commander-in-chief of the United States and a guy who was going to be, by all accounts at that point, the future commander-in-chief. And then they tried to kill my father 8 weeks later, you know, at his golf course in Palm Beach County, a golf course that I run every single day. I am totally unsatisfied that we have one picture of that shooter. The guy looks like he was 14 years old in the picture. We know nothing about him. We know nothing about him, right? And I am totally unsatisfied with the result, and I think a lot of America is unsatisfied with the result, and I think we better get to the bottom of exactly what happened.
Are you telling me there's a conspiracy here that you believe, that Eric Trump believes, resulted in the assassination attempt?
Listen, I think they did everything they could to take my father off that stage. They tried to bankrupt him. They tried to impeach him. They tried to take him off the ballots. They tried to silence our votes. They leaked our tax returns. They raided his home. And yes, do I think that they tried to do exactly to my father what they did to Charlie Kirk, where they shot a good friend of mine in the neck and I see my buddy bleeding to death? Yes, I think they tried to kill my father because they did not want his voice on that stage, and they don't want my voice on that stage. They didn't want Charlie's voice on that stage. And that breaks my heart to say, and we better get to the bottom of who this guy was, because we know absolutely, Michael, we know nothing about the guy. We've seen one picture of the guy. And I just, I hope there's a really good, thorough investigation, because as a son, as I sit there with my 4-year-old and my 6-year-old on my lap, and I saw my father's head almost come off, I remain completely unsatisfied as to who this person was and the guy's intent and why he did it and what was on his cell phone. I remain completely unsatisfied.
That, I suspect, is closer to the reaction inside the Trump family, including from Trump this week. He just can't say it. He'll look weak. His own FBI director, Kash Patel, again, lied to him, lied to Congress. Now, he may not have realized it. He might have just gotten hosed by corrupt agents inside the FBI who were hiding this information. I don't know. Caroline Leavitt doesn't even know. She admitted that. His spokesperson, I don't know. She said, I want to find out myself. But that right there, that's probably close to the conversations going on inside Trump world. You heard what he said. They tried to kill my father at Butler, and then they tried it 8 weeks again later. You heard the CNN. I mean, this is a remarkable message from Eric Trump. And CNN stops him. Cernovich stops him and says, whoa, you're saying they try to kill your dad? That's what they think in Trump camp. It's what they think. And they know the FBI's covering it up. Folks, this thing is not over. This was huge this week. Okay, coming up, I'm going to explain to you why no one else will, except perhaps Mark Mitchell with Rasmussen Polling, why Donald Trump is meeting with Zohran Mamdani. It's quite something. I'll give you a hint. Zohran Mamdani is now more popular than Donald Trump among voters under 40. In fact, Zohran Mamdani now has the same rating with voters under 40 that Trump did about 5 months ago. 60% approval. Did your blood just run cold? It should have. Communist Zohran Mamdani, 60% approval with young voters. The exact rating with young voters Trump had as recently as between 4 and 5 months ago. Well, what's Trump down to now? 40%. See why he's having him to the White House? Yeah, because those numbers got Trump's full attention. I'll explain why coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yesterday's jobs report coming in double what the experts predicted. Shock and excitement in some corners ensuing.
September jobs report. Non-farm payrolls are up a robust 119,000. 119,000 would be the best since April when we were up 158,000. In the rearview mirror, well, last month was downgraded from 22,000 to minus 4,000. Now, if we look at what's going on with the unemployment rate, it ticked up. From 4.3 to 4.4, that was unexpected. 4.4 would, last time we were at that level, boy, I have to go back a ways. October of 2021, when it was 4.5.
So this is all good news. Why did the unemployment rate tick up? It sounds bad, but it's not. It's actually good. It ticked up because we had a mini jobs boom and about 450,000 people who are sitting on the sidelines and given up looking for work came back in the market. And that often happens at the beginning of a jobs boom. You'll actually have a slight uptick in the unemployment rate. But that's not all. Excellent news in the last 48 hours. Even the Wall Street Journal had to admit these economic numbers look great.
Heading into that historic government shutdown, the job market was healthier than we thought.
The September jobs report's finally here, more than 50,000 more than anticipated.
So it turns out to be a pretty good number for the month.
Just as promising is the fact that the BLS is reporting 450,000 potential new workers in the workplace. And there's more. After forecasts had predicted a spending pullback by American consumers, that's not what Walmart has found. Their revenues beat earlier estimates by 5.8% to $179.5 billion. Wow. And the Wall Street Journal's James Freeman writing, the Trump economy appears to be cooking. The Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta has just upgraded its estimate for real U.S. economic growth in the third quarter to a robust 4.1%, follows the second quarter in which the U.S. economy grew by 3.8%. A strong rebound from a first quarter in which the economy shrank by 0.6. A top energy executive told me today that he expects the economy to be on fire next year. As AI data centers are building out, the energy infrastructure and new factories breaking ground. A sentiment that the Trump Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick shares.
You can't invest $3 trillion a year without driving our GDP off the charts. You're going to see fours, you're going to see fives, and you're going to see 6% GDP growth.
If that's anywhere near accurate, the sky's not falling. The sky's the limit.
Now, all of this is just breaking, okay? Here's the thing. This economic growth number, which is fantastic, we haven't seen this number in a long time, came out of the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, not a friend to Trump at all. In fact, the entire Federal Reserve structure is openly undermining him. So it's for political reasons, they're committing, you know, economic homicide, essentially. And the Wall Street Journal, not a huge fan of Trump either. They're globalist. And yet they were forced to write overnight, the Trump economy appears to be cooking. The Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, again, not a friend of the Trump administration, has just upgraded its estimate for real U.S. economic growth in the third quarter to a robust 4.1%, something Joe Biden only dreamed of achieving. Actually, he didn't. He wanted to destroy the economy. All Democrats do. But whatever. 4.1%. This follows the second quarter in which the U.S. economy grew by 3.8%. A strong rebound from the first quarter mess that Joe Biden left us, where the economy shrank by 0.6%. They write, this is a great way to kill inflation if the Federal Reserve can resist the urge to loosen monetary policy again. They'll do anything to hurt Trump, so don't count on it. Letting Americans produce more goods while not letting Washington produce more money is the path to affordability. The Wall Street Journal writes that the president continues to resolve his trade disputes in ways that lessen his tariffs. In other words, use them to get great trade deals, which he has, then back off with the tariffs. His regulatory and income tax reforms will take care of the rest, and Americans can enjoy an era of prosperity. Folks, it's possible. These are fantastic economic numbers. Wall Street Journal says new orders and shipments increased significantly. General Business Conditions Index rose 8 points. That's a lot. To 18.7, its fourth positive reading in the last 5 months. New orders and shipments increased significantly. And so what you're seeing all that economic activity and then 450,000 people rushing into the job market who were not counted before. They were on the sidelines. They'd given up looking for work. And that causes the unemployment rate to tick up. Grover Norquist, economist, explained this. It's actually good news.
The Atlanta Fed is projecting that in the third quarter, the one we're in right now, we'll see growth of 4.4%. That's delayed because of the government shutdown. That is a good sign. It did take us a year, the last time the taxes were cut, for the full growth to kick in. And if you look at it also, when they say that that more jobs were created, but unemployment rate went up, that always happens during a period of growth because when more people get hired and then people say, oh, there are more jobs, people who hadn't been looking join the labor force. And so the number of people looking for work grows. And until they get those jobs.
Yeah, until they get those jobs, the number is a little higher. So Democrats seized onto the 4.4. It's up from 4.3. Oh, no, unemployment up. No, it's actually really good news, which is why they're lying about it. So, folks, this is just out. This is fantastic. So why is Zohran Mamdani at the White House today? I'm going to explain coming up next. No one else is going to explain it to you this way. Donald Trump was the most popular Republican in 100 years with people under 30. Polling at 60% just months ago. He's now down to 40% approval. And you know who's taking his place at the 60% mark? Zohran Mamdani. How is that possible? I think the only person in this entire country who understands is pollster Mark Mitchell. He's been warning the Trump administration about this for a month. So the two men who represent the two alternative futures for young people meeting at the White House today. And why are they coming together? Why is Zohran Mamdani being so nice to Donald Trump right now? Because he sees this and so does Trump. They're either going to pick Mamdani or they're going to pick Trump. How is that possible? Well, Mitchell's polling finds they want a strong man because they're desperate. They are being left behind. They've got a 9% unemployment rate. They want a strong man and a fighter to fix the economy. They are neither conservative or socialist. They're not capitalist or communist. They're just desperate. And right now, Mamdani sounds like Trump did 6 months ago, and they like him better. But that could change. That's right. That's why Trump's having Zohran Mamdani to the White House. He is now more popular with young people than Trump, which is weird. If you listen to the show, you remember me telling you when Trump took office, a really weird thing was afoot. We've never seen before. Donald Trump won young people, those under 30. It doesn't happen. We haven't seen a Republican do that in my lifetime. Trump was ahead among young men by 14 full points. Normally, they're usually split equally between Democrats and Republicans. Republican registration among men under 30 was at a 100-year high. So we wrongly assumed this is a very conservative generation because we were seeing things we'd never seen before. In other words, Trump was the most popular with young people. That's not usually the case. All my life, it's been, you know, boomers, older people that Republicans are most popular with. Not now, it flipped. We wrongly assumed this was a conservative generation. And Republicans in Congress took that as a permission slip to sleaze. We'll just sleaze, we'll screw them over, they love us, screw them. You know, that kind of thing. They're super duper popular now, by the way, these Republicans in Congress with young people, polling at 9% approval. Of course, the Democrats are at 6. So, yeah, that's going to be a slugfest. It's going to make the midterms a mess. But why is Trump having Zohran Mamdani to the White House? Well, just a few months ago, Trump was polling at a staggering 60% approval rating with young people. Again, the highest number among any generation. Now he's at 40%. And Zohran Mamdani is at 60%. If your head is spinning, let me help. We've never seen a generation like this. And the only person who's clued into this and is getting it and is going on any show he could find to warn us is Mark Mitchell of Rasmussen Polling. Here's what he's finding. This generation is desperate. They don't have jobs. They've got a 9% unemployment rate. They are completely locked out of the real estate market. You got to be 40 to even hope to buy a home. They have no American dream and no one will listen. What do they want? This is a radical generation. They're not communist. They're not even socialist. They're also not capitalist. They want a strong man. And when Donald Trump stood up with blood running down his face, screaming, fight, 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 they decided he was their guy. Someone would fight for them. And he has been. He's fought like hell, but he hasn't explained it. He hasn't made the argument. In fact, he's been walking around talking about the wonders of H-1B visas. We'll fix that. Not very smart, but whatever. And so in a panic this week, Mark Mitchell is running around trying to tell Trump, this generation wants a strong man to advocate for them. A majority of this generation supports universal basic income. Why? They're socialists? Wrong. No. Try again. They're desperate. They want someone to listen, and the only one talking about affordability is Mamdani. Never mind that Trump is actually doing the things that will bring the jobs back, as you saw in the last segment. So we have a weird situation where Trump just months ago was polling at 60% approval. He plunged down to 40%. Now Zohran Mamdani's at 60%. Folks, this is the fight of the future right here. It's not Democrats versus Republicans. It's Republicans and conservatism versus communism and socialism. And young people, they don't care. They just want somebody to get it done. And we have totally misread this thing. Trump gets it, though, which is why he just had pollster Mark Mitchell to the White House. All of them did. They sat down, and you're seeing him invite Mamdani in. This is the fight of the future. Right here, right now, today. And Trump is, by having Mamdani to the White House, he is acknowledging that. Mamdani is now significantly more popular than he is. The same exact rating Trump had just months ago. By the way, what went wrong? What are they mad about? This shows you how unique this generation is. You know what made them mad? Doge. Doge being dismantled. It pissed them off. When Doge was at its height and fighting fraud and fighting for them, and Trump was tearing out, you know, tearing through all of these agencies, 60% approval. His decline started when he disassembled Doge. In other words, exactly what Elon Musk tried to tell us. And it's plummeted ever since then. They don't care. They want a strong man to fix it now. Zohran Mamdani will do it there with him. So folks, we got to fix this. And that starts today by having him to the White House. So good thing they're getting the news. But folks, this is, we've never seen this before. We lose this generation. We lose everything.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.